For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! Going crazy.
It's
a madhouse in Landover, Maryland.
He did it.
Oh, that's how it sounded on CBS. That's what happens when you break out the big team. Jim Nance, Tony Romo. And that's what happens when you make miracles, memories, and indelible moments that we will all remember. Whether you were there in person as I was, whether you were watching on TV, whether you were watching with your buddies, alone, with your wife, with whoever, your kids, it does not matter. It does not matter. Wherever you were, however you were, as Charlie Slows on Nationals Radio likes to say, remember where you were, or remember where you are so you remember where you were. I think that's the whole thing. I don't want to steal it from Charlie. I'm clearly giving him credit. The point being is, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a reaction. Everybody's got a holy freaking crap. Did I see what I just saw? The legendary Jack Buck, Joe Buck's father, back when I was a little young pain in the ass running around, Ozzie Smith once hit a game-winning home run just over the wall, right down the fair foul pole. I think against Tom Niedenfuhrer of the Dodgers, if I remember correctly. It was like the NLCS on like a Monday afternoon at the old Busch Stadium. And Jack Buck, again, not Joe Buck, Joe Buck's dad, legendary broadcaster. His famous call, "Do I believe what I just saw?" And I had to ask myself that a couple of times last night. Did I actually see what I just saw? And it was impossible to remain neutral and not emotionally affected? Because just as a sports fan, never mind as somebody who is emotionally invested, and you guys can call me whatever the hell you want. You can listen to Linnell's cute little nickname for me, whatever. You guys have no idea. I've rooted for this team for a long time. Rooting for a team does not mean you're not critical. Rooting for the team does not mean you don't pick them or that you pick them all the time. Rooting for the team doesn't mean you don't point out when they are clearly bad. You guys all have some kind of like victim syndrome that I don't have, right? So you can call me whatever the hell you want, think whatever the hell you want. The bottom line is, I root for this team because, A, I live here and I have lived here since 2007. It's what I talk about just about every single day. Every single day of the year, whether I'm on the radio or not, the Washington Commanders, Redskins, football team, by any name, by any owner, by any uniform, by any year, is on my mind. In some way, shape, or form. It's not all I think about, but it's largely what I think about. Certainly in a professional sense. And I've never seen a moment of pure unbridled joy like we all got to witness last night. Again, whatever way you got to witness it, I was lucky. I was in the press box. Now, one thing that I need to point out, I think you guys probably don't, like we're not supposed to cheer. We're not supposed to cheer in the press box. But I know me, and I know the people around me, you know, all the core beat people that you guys know, and hosts on these two stations, you know, Craig to my left, Grant to my right, you know, and just plenty of other people around that you would recognize the names of, were all just gasping for air, just trying to figure out and sort out what in the hell we just witnessed, because it's never happened. Not in the NFL, not in college football. I mean, everybody should kind of remember the Doug Flutie Hail Mary, the Colorado fifth down Hail Mary. Hell, Aaron Rodgers, dopey Aaron Rodgers threw a Hail Mary a couple of weeks ago, right? It's happened before. It's happened at that stadium. I forget who the opponent was 2 years ago, threw a Hail Mary right at halftime. But it has never happened, certainly while I've been around, to see what happened last night. And how do we know this? Well, I mean, our eyes, our heart, our brains, our emotions, our everything tell us. And then we found out after the game, maybe about an hour and a half, 2 hours after the game, that they haven't had a walk-off winner like that on the final play since at least 1970. At least. So you can talk about Santana's walk-off overtime, I think three-touchdown performance against Jacksonville in 2006. You can talk about all of the great moments, and there haven't been that many, but whatever great moments we've all had, right? You can talk about all of that stuff. A singular moment in time, a singular moment, I don't think has been bigger since I've been around. Now, that doesn't mean it's the most significant victory or the most significant set of circumstances. To me, that's still that magical Sunday night in late December 2012. When Alfred Morris, I think, cracked the 200-yard mark, three touchdowns. Robert was limping around. Rob Jackson, who I just saw last week, we talked about Rob, intercepted Tony Romo with like a buck 15 left. And the Commanders, then the Redskins, won the NFC East on a bitterly cold Sunday night, having won seven in a row. having been 3-6 at one point that year and won the NFC East against their most hated rival on Sunday Night Football, do or die. If you didn't win, you were out. If you won, you were in, and you were division champs. And it doesn't matter what happened after that. That night, but not a singular moment, because there were a couple of moments that were significant in that game. That night, to me, more important and bigger picture, more significant in terms of what it meant, who it was against, what the result was, what have you. Last night, an individual moment, an individual play, okay? And again, I do think there is a little bit of a difference. Maybe it's nuance. Maybe it's me, my brain trying to figure it out and make it work. I don't know. Feel free to tell me. I'm sure Bones will call up and yell at me and treat me like a rented mule because he likes to do that kind of thing. He likes to take his cheap shots on Twitter thinking I don't see it. I see everything. But last night, the moment, the individual moment might be and probably is the most significant that I have seen in my 15 years here. Now, again, I didn't see every, I wasn't here for the Super Bowl years. Obviously, different stadium. I wasn't here for Sean Taylor watching on TV, covering it, and doing talk shows nationally, including here in D.C., yes, but not here. I was here for D'Angelo Hall's fumble return 2010 season opener against Tony Romo and the Cowboys, Mike Shanahan's debut, the holding penalty that wipes out the potential game. I was here for that in person. Again, that 2012 division clincher. Yeah, I was here for Kirk Cousins' run in December. But there haven't been that many great moments that we can just go, oh, yeah, well, sure. This kind of is there, but it's not there. Look, remember this. Remember when they won the NFC? Well, that hasn't happened. We all know that, right? So it's kind of easy. To me, it's one or the other. Probably. In my eyes, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You tell me. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I think this was the best individual moment, but not the most significant win, if that makes sense. I guess that's probably the best way I could put it. Right? And maybe that's 6 of 1, half dozen of the other. You tell me, you decide, maybe you care, maybe you don't care. It is what it is. It's just how my brain processes things. The best individual singular moment, but not the most significant victory. Don't get me wrong. It was a huge victory. To go to 6-2 for the first time since 2008, and we know how that wound up. To go to 6-2 for the first time since 2008, to win a game in the conference, to win a game that gives you not only head-to-head tiebreaker advantage over the Bears if you're battling them for a playoff spot or seeding or what have you, but also, again, a conference victory, which then gives you advantages. It's not a division game. I understand that. It's not the last game of the season. I get that. It's only game 8, but it is a monster win, and it is a monster individual moment that, again, we're all blessed in one way or the other to experience and to have been a part of. We all experienced it different. I was lucky enough to be there in the press box where I tried to hold it together as much as I possibly could, but I was just flabbergasted. Just flabbergasted. And I know some friends that were at the game, one that had left. And you know what? Not that I blame them, but this is why you stay until the end, especially in a close game,
Especially when there's only 25 seconds left in the game. I mean, jumping out early, 25 seconds early, it really doesn't do much for you.
Well, I don't know exactly when he left, but it was there. in that frame, because he said he was, I don't want to say it until, you know, maybe he'll call in and say it, but he was on the escalator down from the club level, right? I'm sure there weren't that many people, because it wasn't a blowout one way or the other, and obviously they were teeter-tottering on blowing it and ultimately did blow it and then re-won it. There weren't that many people that had left for the seat, you know, for their card and to get out of there, because it was such a tight game. Right until, I mean, even when the Bears scored with 25 seconds left, of course, that gave them a one-point lead, 27 seconds left, and then the two-point conversion gives them the three-point lead. And I got to be honest with you, I was thinking, hey, man, just get a field goal here. Get into field goal territory with your one timeout left to try and push this game to overtime. You know, in the moment after the Bears scored the two-point conversion, and, of course, I'm live on the air on Infinity Sports Radio doing in-game updates with Pat Boyle and Jody McDonald, and trying to tell them everything that I'm seeing, I'm not thinking Hail Mary in that moment. I'm thinking just get into field goal range and give yourself a shot at a 50-ish yard field goal to try and tie it up and force overtime and live another day. Of course, I should have in the moment been thinking, yeah, at some point it's going to come down to a Hail Mary. And what happens is, on that final drive, you know, Jaden throws one behind Zach Ertz. And then Jaden takes way too long. He's dancing around. He's trying to figure out. And then he throws an 11-yarder to Zach Ertz over the middle of the field, kind of towards the far hash, kind of towards the Bears sideline. But he doesn't get out of bounds. He can't. And it took too long. And the clock went from 12 seconds down to 6, which, I mean, it felt like an eternity. And it was only ultimately 6 seconds, but it took long. And Washington uses their final timeout. They had no choice. 6 seconds left. We're all thinking, if you're way lucky, if you quickly do this, you can get two plays, but maybe only one, depending on how it plays out. Meaning, if Jaden's scrambling around trying to find an open lane, you're only getting one. If Jaden does what he does on the second to final play of the game after the timeout three at 6 seconds left, which is a square out to Terry McLaurin because the Bears just didn't cover it, and Terry gets 13 yards and gets to midfield-ish, the Washington 48, they're still obviously on their side of the field, but midfield, let's call it. And now you know somehow you've gotten a reprieve. You've got 2 seconds left, not one, two. Not that it really matters. As long as you have a second left, you run that play. You know it's the final play, but you also know you can't kick a field goal, right? No chance. So you have to go for the Hail Mary. And then what happens is just magical memories and moments that are impossible to encapsulate in just words. You had to feel it. It had to send electricity through your body. It had to literally take over your mind, your body, your emotions, all in one moment of pure ecstasy and joy, if you're a fan. If you're a Bears fan, sorry. This ain't about you. This is about the Commanders going to 6-2 with a miracle of epic proportions. They took command, hail victory, whatever you want to headline it, and we will attempt to do so. They connect on the 52-yarder. Jaden throws it 65-plus yards in the air. He's running to his right. He almost gets sacked. There may have been a holding penalty. There may have been another holding penalty. Who knows? People are upset about that. Tyreek Stevenson's waving and being an absolute dumbass to the fans. Gets himself out of position, not paying attention. Then he gets late into the pile, deflects it up instead of putting it down. Zach Ertz, we thought maybe live, tipped it up. He didn't. And instead, Noah Brown is just sitting there waiting all alone. And as you heard from Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on CBS to open up the show.
Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness!
Indeed, it is a miracle. Just think about this, boys and girls. Noah Brown wasn't even here when training camp started. Wasn't even here when the preseason was going on. Had to miss week one because he wasn't up to speed on the playbook. Missed a game 2 weeks ago? Maybe Cleveland, maybe Baltimore, I can't remember. Because of injury. It was the Cleveland game. Because of injury. Think about all that. And think about where we are today. All right, 122 on the team, 980. I've gone a little bit long, so we're going to turn it over to you. Listen, today is not really about complaining and X's and O's and all that stuff. We'll get into some of that, but this is about your reaction to the moment. Tell me where you were, who you were with, what your instant thought was. Had you given up? Were you covering your eyes? Whatever emotions you were feeling. And in the moment and after, 301-230-0980. And also this, if you have a headline, a newspaper, think about it as a newspaper headline, as a social media bulletin headline, as something that just ran through your mind, how to encapsulate for somebody that maybe wasn't there or didn't see it. Give that to me as well. I'll give you one that came to my mind. I don't know how perfect of a fit it is, but I'll do it and I'll give it and you can like it, you can not like it, what have you. But let's make a headline after the most individual or the most spectacular moment, individual moment in that stadium's history, in my opinion, certainly since as long as I've been around and many of you have been around as well. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, coming up, a trending alert, but I'm asking for your best headline and your best description of your reaction in the moment, where you were, who you were with. Were you at Northwest Stadium? Have you come down to earth? Have you, like, how many times have you watched the replay, the highlight? Did you punch somebody in a positive way? Not a negative way or a nasty way. Did you pass out from joy? Again, nobody wants anybody to get hurt or anything like that. How did you celebrate? What was your visceral reaction in the moment? And your best couple of word headline. So one that I came up with, and I don't know how you guys are going to react to it, knowing you guys who y'all like to like get after me and just like chide me for every little thing. But I'm trying to be creative here. And I don't know if it's going to go over the way I intended to or the way I thought it would. I am not a biblical person at all. I am not a religious person in any way, shape, or form. I'm just going to start with that. I do not go to church. I'll just leave it at that. This isn't a show about religion, but I'm just saying that is a pre-drop. The first headline, the first thing, I don't know why, that came through in my mind. Again, I want to be clear. This is not anything to do with religion or the Bible or anything. Was Noah's Ark. I mean, if you think about it, right? It was a Hail Mary, a bomb that stays up in the air, gets batted up again for another arc, You know what an ark is in a non-biblical sense, right? To Noah Brown, who's just standing there all by his lonesome. Just standing there.
I like that. Also in the, let's try to keep this friendly, and I'm not particularly religious either, but my immediate reaction was Hail Mary, full of space, Noah's with thee.
Wait, Hail Mary, full of space?
Noah's with thee.
Noah's with thee? What does that mean?
Well, that's a joke on Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Oh, okay. I didn't think, I didn't even process that. Okay. Huh.
There's a whole lot of ways to go with it.
I mean, listen, we could just do something as simple as, you know.
Buenos noches, Chicago.
I mean, take command as, you know, miracle in Landover. We could do something incredibly generic. I think the Post's headline was Hail Victory. Okay, that's fine. But I'm looking for something a little bit more creative because of the moment. Like, I don't do the newspaper headline thing as a topic very often, but in the moment, I'm just wondering, like, did something come through to your mind, both last night, this morning, today, what have you, that would sum up what happened in a few short words? It doesn't have to be two words or one word or four words or whatever, but a few short words that would essentially be a newspaper headline to describe what you saw last night. And again, you don't have to like mine, but Noah's Ark does have some play on words, right? And I don't know. I kind of feel that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I kind of feel that. And just think about when we last left you on Friday afternoon, we didn't know. We didn't know if Jaden Daniels was going to play. We felt a lot better. We felt a lot better about it, but we didn't know. And we got the answer on Sunday morning. And here we are. And away we go. The Commanders are 6-2. Let's get a quick trending alert and then out to your phone calls here on a Victory Motown Monday right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Give us a call, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, a quick trending alert right here, right now. All right, so as we mentioned, Tyreek Stevenson was too busy celebrating and talking to the fans on the final play of the game, all the way a couple of seconds in, and was out of position, then deflected up instead of deflecting down. The game-winning touchdown pass to Noah Brown from Jaden Daniels as the Commanders pulled off, again, a miracle of epic proportions at Northwest Stadium last night. Well, he apologized on Twitter after the game, and then Matt Eberflus, the Bears head coach, with time, obviously, to process everything and to see the video, said, quote, Tyreek's got to do a good job of putting his body on 85, meaning Noah Brown. And he addressed his teammates as well. Well, not only did he not put his body on Noah Brown, he was nowhere close because he was out of position and talking crap. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football tonight wraps up Week 8, and it features the Commanders' upcoming opponent, the New York Giants. They're in Pittsburgh to take on Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan at 8:15. And again, the Commanders at the Giants next Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Meanwhile, the World Series heads back home to New York and the Bronx for Game 3. Dodgers up 2-0. 8:08, the first pitch. We have the Wizards and the Atlanta Hawks right here on the Team 980 beginning at 6:45, and that's what's trending. All right, we're getting to your calls right away. 301-230-0980. I see you all lined up. We got a bunch of different voices that are in line already, so we will start with them and then make our way through. Please keep it as short and as succinct as possible, as quick as you can, as strong as you can, looking for your best headline and reaction and your visceral reaction to where you were in the moment, whether it was at Northwest Stadium, whether it was at home, in a bar, whatever it was, as long as it's clean, go for it. 301-230-0980. If you can't get through on the phones, you don't want to wait on hold, that's fine. At WrestleMania 621. Our guy Ben Conti at Fat Poet 10, or Mr. Context Clues, as his subheading. He's always having fun. Said the headline has to be one hell of a play. The Commanders steal a victory on a Hail Mary. How about this? One hell of a win. One hell of a bomb. Different ways to kind of twist, but I like the one hell because that obviously fits in with the team's slogan and identity. Certainly makes sense. Now, Longfellow T-Wad has weighed in. Says, how about that dumbass Bear defender jawing with Commanders fans, allowing for epic Hail Mary reset? That's way too long. But he says, I see a T-shirt slogan.
Woo!
I don't know. I mean, Noah's Ark, just, I'm not saying it's the best, but it just rung true in my mind. What about you? 301-230-0980. Also, again, your description of your visceral reaction to it. And was this the best individual moment that you have seen at what is now Northwest Stadium? Or is there another? 301-230-0980. Maddie, you said line 7, right, is where you wanted me to start? Line 7? No? Yes? Yes. Okay. Let's see. Matt in Laurel in the leadoff spot. Maddie, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, wonderful. It's always great when we pull one out.
Yes, sir.
But we were beating the heck out of them anyway.
Beating the heck out of them, but not scoring enough touchdowns. I think we can all agree on that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the headline could be, boys, we found the Northwest Passage.
Wait, say it again. We found the Northwest Passage?
Passage. You know, Northwest Passage.
Oh, Northwest Passage. Okay.
And we've been passing like crazy for weeks.
All right. I like that. All right. Okay. A little twist on the stadium. I like that. All right. I'm sure Northwest Federal Credit Union would like that. That's not bad. That's not bad. Where were you in the moment, Matt?
Jumping out of my seat in the easy chair.
All right. That's not bad. That's not bad. I heard Joe frustrated.
The referees were getting in the way.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, the referees were less than stellar yesterday, as they pretty much are in every NFL game. But I heard Joe Theismann said he was at home. So he wasn't at the stadium, right? Which I thought Joey would go to, you know, pretty much all of those games. But I guess not. I don't keep up with his schedule. But he said, you know, he was, you know, at home and he basically, you know, had to get up from his chair and he almost passed out because of excitement. And I think that kind of summarizes everybody's reaction in one way or the other. Matt, I appreciate you. Thank you for getting in. We'll keep it as quick as we can. So don't, you know, if I cut you off too short, them's be the breaks, guys. We got a lot of calls. Let's go to Brian in Tacoma right here next up on the Team 980. Brian, good afternoon. How are you?
Chris, I would say, based on the Tyreek Stevenson shenanigans and the decision to hand it to the linemen, I'm going to stick with your premise, and I would take my headline and put it on any Chicago newspaper. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Well, right, but that – now, we can't do that here. Like you said, you got to use it in Chicago, right? It's interesting. It's interesting that, like, I am the least – religious person in the world, and yet mine was a very religious term. And then you've come up with "Forgive me, Father, I have sinned," which again perfectly fits the Chicago side of it. And then I just got one as you were on the call from Philip Carter, who says "From hell to heaven." Now I like that's pretty good. I like that. I mean, because it incorporates the hell, and it's a Hail Mary, and you're basically, you know, in the human equivalent of heaven, right, in terms of ecstasy. So I don't know, man.
I can't believe they tried to pull a Refrigerator Perry on us. Yeah. If you, I mean, we're old enough to know that did not go over well with Walter Payton. He and Ditka after that.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're right. You know. Well, you know, in the moment, because that's right in front of us, right? So you don't realize, like, exactly what they did because it's just a mass car wreck and pile up. But in the moment, you're like, wait, oh, was that what they used? Yes. That's basically what, and I said that to Grant Paulson right after. I said, that's essentially what they used to do with Refrigerator Perry. Now, Refrigerator Perry was a defensive lineman, not an offensive lineman, but that essentially is what the, and I guess, you know, again, because DeAndre Swift is your main running back and Roschon Johnson, who eventually scored the go-ahead touchdown, is your set. So you're not thinking, oh, wait a second, that guy's the lead fullback, they're going to give it to him, which makes some sense from that standpoint, but it also doesn't make sense that you're asking a rookie quarterback to basically put it in the belly or in the hands of a backup offensive lineman, and you get what you get. It cost them 7 points.
Quickly, I got to tell you one more important thing. The irony in that is, you know, that normally that type of play works on us, but the last time it did work on us, Jameis Winston, first half, quarterbacking for the Saints.
Yes, that was the Hail Mary, correct. Yes, I referenced a Hail Mary a couple of years ago. You're right. It was Jameis Winston. I knew it was at the end of the first half. I couldn't think of the quarterback, and I couldn't think of the opponent. But yes, I believe that is the last Hail Mary that I've seen for or against the Washington Commanders. Good call. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. Let's keep it going where are we going here? Let's go to Leche in Maryland. What's up, Leche? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thank you. I'll be real quick. I like what ESPN was running this morning, Washington walk-off. I like Landover, Maryland Miracle. But let me just say this real quick. This is for all the diehards.
I like Washington walk-off. Okay. Washington walk-off has word alliteration and all that stuff. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And real quick, I just want to say one more thing real quick. We're tired of being mediocre. This is for all the diehard Bruce Williams fans out there who've been through all the years, all the misery. After the rain, the sun will come out again. It feels like fall of 1991 when I was in kindergarten. That's how this season feels. Like when I was a little boy, I haven't felt like this in a long time. And division games are real important.
Yeah.
So just imagine, have a Dallas helmet in my hand with fire in it. We want Dallas. We want Dallas. We want Dallas. That's it. Thank you.
You're going to get it in a couple of weeks. I appreciate that. And that kind of made me a little emotional. I've been thinking about some of the Commanders, Redskins, Washington football, whatever, by any name, fans, you know, that had already, you know, unfortunately gone to heaven for whatever reason, that maybe were shining down a little bit, you know, on that win. Try not to get too mushy with that stuff, but that's the kind of season right now. Now, it could go horribly wrong. You're only halfway through. You're 6-2. You're not even exactly at the halfway mark because there is no exact, I guess next Sunday at halftime would be the exact halfway mark of the season. You got a lot of football left, but man, unbelievable 6-2. All right, let's get to D-Dub next up. What up, D-Dub?
Hey, what's up there, Rooster?
How are you, D-Dub?
Hey, man, I'm going to say this real quick. I love listening to you and Manel, man, because that's must hear radio.
I appreciate that. I mean, a lot of people think it's nails on a chalkboard. I just say this. I understand we argue a lot. I understand the young man is as stubborn and as obstinate as can be, and sometimes I am too. But we try and provide something that isn't available on any other show here in the market. It is a different listen. It takes some time for people to get used to, but I appreciate you.
I love it. Now watch this. Here comes my headline. Our quarterback, Jalen, was full of grace, found Noah Brown, and got Chicago out the place.
That's a long headline. Jalen, full of grace, found Noah Brown?
And sent Chicago out of the place. Hey, man, I was sitting on my couch downstairs in my basement, and for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I had a little slight cold, and my ears were a little stopped up.
Right.
Man, I screamed so loud, man, both of them popped. I can hear them mouth this on cotton right now. Okay? You heard me? Hey, man, I'm gone.
Do you feel better now? Do you feel better now?
I feel much better now. And watch this, I'm gone.
Attaboy. Thank you, Dino. Appreciate you. Great to hear from you, as always. All right, let's get one more in here, and then we'll take a quick time out. Let's say hello to Alex and Alexandria on the Team 98. Alex!
Hey, Rooster, how you doing,
What's shaking bacon?
Shaking bacon is, I hate to be the spoiler here, but this game should have never been come down to the to us losing the game at the last second.
I agree.
Because too many missed opportunities. And I got a homework for you to do. Mm-hmm. How many times at home have we had an illegal man downfield or false starts?
Yeah.
Too many times.
Yeah.
Too many mistakes.
Well, you know, it was the two big ones yesterday, and they were very, very close, and the league is emphasizing it, but one wiped out first and goal at the 4-yard line on a Diami Brown screen, and one knocked out a touchdown. And they settled for field goals on both of those drives, Alex, so they did get points out of those two penalty drives, but it wiped away at least one touchdown, and you can make an argument if you have first and goal from the 4, you're going to score another touchdown. So in addition to all the red zone issues, and that was part of it, those two penalties, on one on Cosme, one on El Greddy, you know, obviously wiped out, again, at least 10, wiped out at least 4 total net points and maybe more.
Yeah, what bothers me at the same time is the play calling with our OC
Kingsbury
coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he gets away from it. He just runs out of ideas when he gets in the red zone.
Well,
for some reason, he stops running the ball.
Yeah.
We had a 4th and 2 or 3rd and 2. We could not make 2 yards. I mean, you got to run the ball.
I will say this, Alex. You know, your criticism of him is somewhat fair from this respect. The criticism on Cliff Kingsbury when he came here is in the second half of the year, he would be way less creative. He would struggle. The Arizona, and that was true. Now, I blame a lot of that on Kyler Murray. People don't like to blame players. They blame it all on the coach, the play caller, what have you. But in this case, I mean, they were moving the football all over the place, but then bogged down in the red zone. Now, what I don't know is, again, is that a play calling issue? Is that a play execution issue? I tend to lean, you know, towards a mix of both as opposed to one or the other. But I don't, like, it's possible, right? Think about, too, when you run 72 offensive plays, you know, it's hard to be creative on 70 offensive plays. So that, you know, that's kind of a problem. Alex, I appreciate you. I got to let you run because we are out of time. We got to take a quick time out, trying to go through as many calls as we can. Guys, hang in there. I see you all. We're going to get to you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Looking for your best headline and your best reaction, your best visceral reaction to where you were and what you experienced yesterday during the miracle in Landover.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's never a bad time for a little Jackson 5, but always a good time on a Victory Motown Monday. Good to have you with us. We keep it rocking on the phones. I think we just got to five of you, so just hang tight. We'll go through it as quickly as we can. Real quickly, my guy Rocky Pinnick, when asked about, because one of the other things that we threw out there was this the best individual moment, the most significant moment in Northwest Stadium / FedEx Field history, what have you. He says, 2012 versus Dallas meant more in the moment. 2012 was fool's gold, hard to sustain for a number of reasons, not to mention we'd seen those miracle wins, win out playoff runs. What we witnessed last night was new and completely different. And that is fair, because you feel like this is just the beginning. Now, to be fair, we also felt like that was just the beginning as well. But Robert was already compromised, so there was already some... where are we here? And then it obviously fell completely apart a week later. All right, let's do this. One of our favorite things to do is to take this visceral reaction and play it back on the radio before we get the real live thing.
Oh, no, Brown caught it! He caught it! No, Brown caught the touchdown! Oh, shut up! What? What? Oh, no!
That's our guy Sanchez. I had not heard that. Maddie beeped it out because, well, we had to. But holy mother of mercy, Sanchez.
What the f*** just happened?
Hey, Maddie, look, Maddie clipped that off last night, and he sent that to me in a message, Roof. So I was like, oh, crap.
I mean, that is some brilliant audio editing right there, my friend. But that was that's exactly what I'm talking about. The epic visceral reaction that I couldn't possibly have in the press box because of where I am. But if I was at home, I mean, I'd be going berserk. I'd be going bonkers. So good for you, my brother.
Yeah. Oh, man, I woke the baby up. He was downstairs. My wife came up there. She's like, you get to take him. And he was on the stream with me for... most of that after the end of it. But, man, I would say this, from Jaden's ribs to Noah's cribs, that's a touchdown, right?
Because, wow. From Jaden's ribs to Noah's cribs.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, come on now. That's amazing. But this is what happens, Rooster, when you're living life right, when you actually have human beings running the organization from the football side of things. You know, you got somebody like Dan Quinn and Peters and Josh Harris on there. They're in, you know, a quarterback like that, like Jane Daniels. I was listening to Anthony Richardson say he got tired in the third quarter.
Yep. Yeah, well, he tapped out for a play.
Yeah, he tapped out for a play. But Jaden out here, he out here balling, and you could tell he was still hurt.
Yeah.
But the young man went out there.
Well, because he got hurt on the third down incomplete on the previous series. He got hurt. He got hit by 55, I think it was, or maybe it was a different number, but somewhere close to that. I know it wasn't Montez Sweat. He got hit by Montez Sweat, too, earlier.
Right.
But he got hit on the previous third down, and he immediately got up and grabbed his ribs. He absolutely was not only was he not 100% coming in, but he was not 100% by the end of that game, I tell you that much, especially on that one play.
No. That's a baller for you. And Montez Sweat, you were a loser when you left here. You're still a loser coming back. It's a great thing to see. I'm not going to hold up the time, Rooster. Y'all, let's go. It's on to the Giants now. Let's go knock these guys out. I got to get my voice back, too. I'll talk to y'all next time.
Sanchez, you're the best, man. I love that reaction. That's exactly kind of like what we were looking for. Now we can't play everybody's audio. Because Matt's a one-man band. But, you know, we do that for Sanchez because he's literally doing, like, a live broadcast or whatever during the – and by the way, we have live in-game hosts, too. Linnell and Toby, if you have not seen their video reaction to watching the play unfold as it did, it's crazy. It's berserk. Go to Toby's Twitter feed at Toby_Altizer, I think it is. I'll double check and get the exact one. But it's about a minute and a half, and it's wild, and it's great, and it's fun, and it's awesome. And we were all basically thinking the same thing. 157 had changed. Team 980 on a victory. Motown Monday. A miracle in Landover has happened. Your best headline. Was it the best moment in that stadium's history? And also, what your visceral reaction was when Jaden Daniels and Noah Brown hooked up for, again, what is the play heard around the world on this Monday. It's already won an ESPY on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!